This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire, 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 fire.
It's between my waking life and dreams.
Can I tell you a secret?
Your mind is a pendulum swinging between realities.
Your identities are not something to be feared, but something to be welcomed. Embrace the chaos.
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Deuce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And I'm here with Kenneth V. Inge.
Ciao.
Mike C Town.
Yo.
And that's it. Man, Rod and Nay won't be with us, unfortunately, but this still is the Frames Per Second Podcast. And we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the new Disney Plus original series, Moon Knight, with this recap being dedicated to episode 4 titled The Tomb. No Reddit roses today since Nay is out, but we'll definitely catch y'all on the next week's episode. But first, overall thoughts.
I don't know about this one, bro. Halfway through it, I was like, damn, I'm not feeling this one. Then when it ended, I was like, okay, all right, yeah, I think I'm good on it. So yeah, I didn't like this one that much.
What's your mic?
I love this one. I was a bit worried how they're going to do it without the suit or if it was going to be boring, but nah, this one was tight.
I fuck with this too. I'm surprised you don't fuck with it, Ken, but yeah, I fucked with this episode. This might be my favorite episode.
Really?
Just because I have no idea what's coming up next. Even though I have like inklings of like, oh, okay, I'm thinking they're going this direction, but like, that ending was like, I don't know what the fuck is about to happen. And I'm like, all right, let's see what happens next week. And I like how we started off this episode, because like how you said, Mike, they set the tone early as far as like, Khonshu ain't here. That nigga gone. Because it starts off with one of the gods, or who I guess he was the main leader of the gods when they were at that trial, take Khonshu's statue and place it with the other gods, I guess, that were banished and forbidden. And yeah.
There's a lot of motherfuckers in there, bro. A
lot of niggas fucked up.
A lot of niggas like, dang, how many guys are there? Shit. Yeah, that was a lot of motherfuckers in there.
What was this episode like with Khonshu not being there? Did you feel like his presence was like, damn, like you could try to feel that it's not there?
I didn't. I think in part because of everything else that was going on. I mean, they made references to him, and you could see the impact of him not being there, but not hearing his voice or seeing his presence, they seemed like it was lacking to me.
But you might.
No, I didn't really miss him. There was so much cool shit going on this episode. I was fine with him not being there.
Yeah. I thought it would be like more about how he's not there. They kind of just kind of moved along.
He ain't got the suit.
He's still, Mark is still there and Steven is still there. So it's not like he was fucking up with that. It was like, all right.
Yep.
He was kind of like the side character anyway. We then cut to seeing Layla try and help Mark / Steven escape from the evil henchmen and shit. So we cut back to where we were left off in the last episode after Khonshu did all that night shifting and shit. And Steven was knocked out for a minute.
Yeah, he was like, cold.
Mike, did you like how Layla held her own in this scene?
No, it didn't make any sense to me. like, how did she know all those bullets were in the truck? I was trying to see if I zoomed it back, and I don't know what I missed. But I can't figure out how she knew that those bullets were there to throw the flare into the bullets. I was like, well, that doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, that is true. Or maybe she just assumed because they had a machine gun.
How did they not see her?
They saw her.
Well, remember they came up there like, where did she go?
Are you talking about when she first ran to the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have saw her.
I mean, I know it was nighttime and I get it, but it's like a fucking desert. Like, she's probably behind the fucking truck. Like, nobody, like, come on.
And they didn't even investigate the truck.
No.
They just looked around it.
I can't even remember. I thought they shot the truck up.
Nah, they didn't. I thought they were going to do it. I was like, oh, Disney about to go dark.
I did too. But she hid behind. She was back to the truck. She was out behind the truck. They were like, where'd she go?
I think a lot of stuff during this sequence didn't really make any sense. But I think there's a reason for it that we'll get to later.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny how Mark just woke up, or Steven woke up, right after she saved the day and shit. I was like, all right, they just wanted to give her a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But we then cut to seeing Layla and Steven continuing on this mission to find Ahmet's tomb. And we see that Steven ain't trying to give the body back to Mark.
Mm-mm.
Ken, was it right for Steven not to let Mark back in?
It was right if that was his intent all along. I mean, in Steven's mind that they, you know, their agreement, their deal is done. Even though technically it isn't. So he kind of being a little bit of a little bit of a hold there because he's trying to push up on his girl. But I thought he should have gave it back, but I understand why he was saying that he wasn't. So.
What about you, Mike?
No, that shit was annoying. But, I mean, Mark wouldn't have been able to do what Steven did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess in the long run, it worked out. But I don't know if Steven knew that they were going to have to like figure these little riddles and puzzles and shit out, or if Steven really just wanted to see like this is what he's into.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he wanted to see the inside of these places, but nah, he's annoying. He's my least favorite part of the show.
He's growing on me. And it's because of his intelligence and how he's able to like do these puzzles and figure shit out. Like I liked how him and Layla was working on that, you know, that little script, the hieroglyphic eye or stuff like that.
That didn't make any sense either.
It didn't, but I liked how they were trying to showcase his importance, because otherwise he's a useless ass personality. Like,
yeah.
You don't need him, especially at this point. But the fact that if he's going to be there, he has to be useful. That's why I kind of like how they try to give him that.
Mm-hmm.
But this nigga went too far though.
Oh, he went way. Yeah.
Hey, he started pushing up on Layla.
Yeah, he did. Well, she was kind of pushing up on him too.
Hey, because she still fuck with him.
You know,
I mean, as far
helping
as
him put his stuff together, I thought she would look like she looked close.
Yeah,
she was look close.
She was zipping his little nutsack thing up like 2 or 3 times.
She knew what she was doing.
Mike, was it right for Layla to cheat on Mark with Steven?
I mean, it's never right to cheat, but I get how it happens. I mean, it's him, but it's just like a different version of him. I get it, but this. It's still, I mean, is it, I don't know if it's cheating. I don't know.
That's what I was going to ask.
I mean, I think it's cheating. I guess it is cheating because you're not married to Steven. Steven's just in this body. You're married to Mark.
Shit.
Well, then again, technically, aren't they divorced? Because didn't he sign the paper?
I don't think he signed. Did he sign the paper?
He hasn't signed the papers yet.
I thought he signed it at the house. No?
Mm-mm. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, they're separated. So it's not really cheating.
Damn. So all you players out there, just get you another alter ego.
Or just say you have one.
That's all you have to do. If I would have known this shit, Nick, back in the day.
Yeah.
Man.
That wasn't me. That was Lawrence.
That ain't me.
You gonna zap out every cuss out?
Bro, I don't even, she walking with me. Who are you with this bitch? I'm just.
She's like, nah, bring Ken
I don't
back.
Know you. I don't even know. Who is you? I don't know you, right? Nah,
my name's not Ken, it's Kurt.
Players, yeah, y'all go with this.
That might be some slick shit.
That might be, yeah.
Because then if you get real mad, you'd be like, hey, man, like I don't like the way you're treating the mentally ill.
You only gotta
get her fucked up on Twitter over that, bro.
Hell yeah.
She gotta be a liberal Marvel fan. That's the only way it's gonna work.
Get that
otherwise, she ain't gonna get it. But we then see Layla and Steven explore the tunnel that Harold's cult members dug up to Ahmet's tomb. Them niggas was working.
No.
I thought they was there for about 2 days.
Oh.
He probably had slaves.
Yeah, most of them worked real hard like that in those movies. Yeah, they ain't got shit else to do. So he's working their ass off.
Yeah, they finally got a little something coming through. Like, oh, she about to dig this hole?
Damn. But what did you think about the whole tomb scene where we see them explore we didn't get to the Alexander the Great one, but like just like them just exploring the tomb and then seeing that creature like just popped up out of nowhere.
So the creature was tight because I saw the little tool that they used to pull the brain out, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I was trying to figure out who would have done that. So when they showed that, I think they're like Egyptian priests or whatever. When they showed him, I was like, oh, that's dope. And I kind of wish we'd seen more of that because we only have 2 more episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wish we'd seen more of that earlier because this is like pretty
gruesome.
Pretty gruesome for a DC, or not DC, for a Disney show. But nah, I was digging that shit. I wish we saw him even more in this episode because I mean, they took him out kind of. Not easy, but
you don't like the Layla moment again.
I didn't love it. I was just like, all right, I get it. Like, I get the cool woman power thing, but it's just
she ain't really doing that.
I'm just like, bro, this thing is an ancient whatever. He shows up, pulls you in twice.
Because that shit was fire.
That scene was dope. But then she just kicked him and then she's stabbing. Well, I was like, man, come on.
Well,
bro.
Based off your logic, he did have to pull her in twice. He probably old.
He was weak a little bit.
When he was younger, he probably, because one snatch is all you need.
This is true. But this time his whole arm came off. So
yeah.
I like he was trying to stab with that damn arm.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I think even in the very beginning, man, I don't know, for whatever reason, Tomb Raider popped in my mind.
I was saying Laura Croft was what I had.
Yeah, Layla fucking Croft. And that scene was another when she was crossed. Like, that's fucking Tomb Raider. Like, a lot of vibes. Exploring a little thing with the little tomb and shit. I was like, man, what in the world is going on here? So, yeah, even with that scene. But I did like how he snatched her back twice. I thought that was dope. But, yeah, her flipping him over, you know, her hanging on the ledge.
That was what took me on. I was like, all right. I thought she was just at least going to, like, fling him over her. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But saying that you only got one arm, you got strong enough arm strength to, and you just got in that tomb.
Yep.
And you've been seeing all them rocks fall and you don't find the sturdy one. Come on. That was.
That's why I used to work on pull-ups.
Just you know in case, bro. You might be in a cavern somewhere and just fall off a cliff.
Just in case.
You never know. You better be prepared.
Well, while she was fighting that demon monster, Steven, they split up. I don't know why, but he said he'll find her, and he did his own little side mission. You wasn't fucking with that, Mike?
No, not really. I thought that was weird. Like, he went off to the other exit and just yelled to her, run, I'll find you.
Yeah, I remember that. But what he didn't do anything, did he?
Yeah, remember? He ends up going into that other tomb.
Alexander the Great. Yeah.
It don't seem like it lasts a long because then they end up together. Okay.
She found him after the scene that I was going to bring up. But yeah.
Okay. Huh.
They wouldn't have found Amish tomb without him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I remember now.
He definitely went off on his own and got some shit done because he was, you know, is it Nefertiti? Who is it?
Yep.
And then the reveal of it being Alexander the Great was actually pretty interesting. So yeah, his little side mission was cool. It was just some punk shit that he's just like, I'll find you later. But didn't really try to find her at all.
Nah, he didn't.
So that was kind of
But I mean,
bizarre.
It's Steven though, so you can't expect much.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
He ain't gonna hunt for her. He just gonna be there for her.
I mean, he need to take what he can get.
Shit. While Steven was doing all that, Ken, what did you think about what Harold was saying to Layla?
Harold, a hater, bro.
Hey,
man,
from across the bridge, he was over like, hey, you know what your boy did to your daddy, right?
It's the second time he's done that shit.
Yeah.
He been snitching all series.
I'm like, yo, man, he told a whole damn thing.
Yeah, you're right, because he snitched about the mental illness.
But then he also hinted to her that he's not telling you everything. Remember? And then she was in the car. She's like, what's he talking about? Oh, nothing, girl. Mm-hmm. You know?
I thought he was talking about the country thing. Do. But nah, because
Mark
even said, like, Steven, I'm surprised you told her that shit.
Right. Yep.
Harold told it all. Had a man, too. That shit worked.
He's asking, ask your boy.
You know he killed your daddy, right?
Mm-hmm. He was at least there.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he was sitting down with his little cane.
Yep.
Had his little leg hanging off the cliff. I was like, you got real comfortable. Hey, do this hater ass shit, didn't you?
Ethan Hawke, that nigga, man. Yeah. That scene was interesting because, like, she confronted Steve, well, at the time, Steven about it, because she come in all mad.
Man.
She ain't give a fuck about the mission, none of that shit. Once you bring up her daddy,
when
a
woman fed up, bro.
Man. He was like, look. He said, I got the shit. She was like, I don't give a fuck about that. What happened on June 5th, 1999?
The part that confused me is that I thought Mark couldn't get his ass out of there. I thought, like, I know he could take over. But if he needed to come back in the very beginning, Steven didn't he bring Steven his ass
did.
Back?
Yeah. Steven.
He did not let him.
Oh, Steven didn't want to.
Steven let him.
Yeah. Steven left him?
Yeah.
I know, man, it's your problem.
Yeah. Yep.
It was just like when he was getting stabbed up by that those dudes in the other episode. He was like, take the body back.
We just didn't hear him
We just didn't hear it. I think if Steven wants to just let Mark in, he can just kind of let him in. But I think he took off because she was about to get up in his ass. He's like, no, I didn't do none of this shit.
I just got here.
Yep. Mark.
But even the story itself, I'm like.
That's a story you can't really tell her, though.
I mean, I feel it, but it's not like it's a bad story.
It's a horrible story.
It's he could have cleaned it up. Like, what you mean? I met this guy. He shot him, too. I don't see, because I was thinking the same thing Kim was saying. I was like, why did you keep this from her?
Yeah, it's not like, that bad.
Because he was on some thieving shit. And he was like, because of that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but his friend or his colleague went fucking nuts and started shooting everybody.
Right, including him.
Yeah, that's so not a bad story.
She can't get mad at him. She'd be like, he could have just been like, yo, I met this guy. He said he knew X, Y, and Z how to get whatever. And I asked your father. We thought it was going to be legit. Dude bugged out and shot everybody.
Mm.
The fact that he hid this shit for this long is what made it stupid.
Yep.
He could have got some sympathy.
That's how we met, huh?
We met because, I was trying to help your father and I got shot trying to save your daddy.
And I realized.
What's a better story than that? I was trying to save your dad from this guy that turned on all of us.
Then I realized he was bad and I figured I'd stay.
He fucked up.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Did y'all really think he killed her daddy at first?
I didn't think he. Well, no, I did. Sorry, I did. I did think he killed the dad, but I thought it was one of the. I thought it was the personality we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I thought so too. I did think it was interesting that Harold said, "At least I know he was there," or something along those lines. I was like, "Oh, why would he, say that?" So, but I did think he killed her.
Because I was wondering, I was like, why? Because like you said, now I'm thinking about it, Mike. I was wondering, I was like, why the fuck did you not just tell her that ASAP?
Because I think he kind of knows that he might have done it. That's the thing.
Oh, you think it's Jake from State Farm?
I think. Who's Jake from State Farm?
I'm sorry. Jake. That's the other personality.
That's the other personality's name? Is Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Did they say that? Or did you find that somewhere?
I found it somewhere.
Oh, I was going to say, did I miss that?
It's in the comics, at least. I don't know if they're going to call him Jake.
Oh,
but
okay. That's the other one. Got you. Yeah, I think there's a possibility because like Ken just said, Harold said, well, at least he was there. So if she's talking about Mark, yes, Mark would have been there, but it could have been Jake that did the actual killing.
And he said he got shot. We don't know if he shot him, accidentally got shot
right.
by someone else.
Right.
And not by, well, technically someone else, but it could have been like because of what he was doing.
Right, right. And Mark is a master manipulator, not a master manipulator, but
You think Mark is lying?
Or just like, or just he doesn't know? Or doesn't know. I don't know. It's one of those. Yeah, I don't know if he's lying or if he doesn't know. But either way, I would not be surprised if at the end of all of this, we discover that it was actually one of the other personalities that shot her father.
I was thinking that, but his story, I was like, I guess I could believe that.
Yeah, because it might be what he thought
might
happened.
Be true from his point of view.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
But he said he was working with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if he faded out when the shooting started happening, then faded back,
oh,
and all he saw was everybody dead, he would have assumed that the other guy did.
Partner got greedy.
Yeah. So
and the other personality do get greedy, especially with the killing.
Mm-hmm.
When I started watching this episode, I started thinking about the fact that the other personality, you got to think about it. The other personality has been around a lot more than we know. Because I started thinking about the first episode because I remember last time we shot, I was saying that I think that it was the other personality that set the date up and stuff, right? But you got to think about it. That means he must know how to copy and pretend that he's Steven. So he must know how to do his accent and shit. Because if he didn't have the accent, then people at his job would have been like, oh, no, that who are you? Why are you talking like that?
Exactly.
And because you said that when in the very beginning, when they showed Layla and then they panned over and showed Steven. And then when he was in the van and Mark was like, yo, you got to let me come back. Let me come back. And he was like, no, I thought that was the other guy.
It could have been. That's
acting
what I'm
like Steven.
It could have been.
Until he, you know, kissed old girl. But yeah, still probably could have been him.
It could have been the other personality a lot this season.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's able to mimic Mark, I mean, not Mark, if he's able to mimic Steven to the point where his coworkers and friends don't know it's not him, how would we as the audience know?
I think he could do both. That's why I think he's even more special.
Oh, that he can mimic Mark as well?
Mark and Steven.
Maybe.
Because like sometimes, maybe. Then Mark would just wake up as like, I know he would wake up, how did he get here? But he had to be somebody to get up to that point.
Yeah, he woke up and thought Steven was the one that was killing those people. Yeah. He was like, what did you do, Steven? And Steven was like, I didn't do that. So he's
starting to wonder, though, if we won't see this third person until the last episode.
We might not, but I mean, there's... Yeah. After this episode, we haven't gotten to the part, but after this episode, I'm pretty sure that, you know, there's a third. At this point, I'm positive there's a third personality.
Yeah, definitely after this. Because Layla and Mark's conversation get cut short because Harold got his little, I guess, metal detector.
Scarab.
The scarab. And they find Amit's tomb right in Mark's hands. Then my boy got shot.
Mm.
Pop twice. Yep. Did that shock y'all? Mike, was you shocked?
I wasn't shocked necessarily, but I didn't think that's what was going to happen. You know, I wasn't expecting him to get shot, but I was like, oh my God, he's dead. No, I mean, obviously he's not dead. But yeah, I wasn't expecting that to happen.
But you can.
I wasn't expecting it, but I like how Harold did it. Because he started chopping all these motherfuckers there, like, shh, pop. Like, man, I ain't fucking around.
I got a cane, nigga.
I'm not finna fight you, bro.
Yeah, no, I did my little monologue. I told you, you got a choice. You done made your choice, man. All right, I'm gonna shoot you. And then I'm gonna shoot you again.
I gotta make sure this nigga dead.
So, yeah, that caught me off guard. And only because they made it a point to let us know that all of the powers are gone. So I know it's something we talked about last week. But they made reference to it in the show. So which now we know why. So because they killed him, so or shot him.
Ain't that the worst luck in the world? The first day you ain't got the powers, you get shot twice in your chest. That's fucked up. But before we can even sit with the fact that Mark could be dead, we cut to some random ass scene with a white man, a little black boy. Did anybody pause at this point? I was like, bro, am I watching the same shit?
I didn't pause. I knew I was still watching it. I was trying to figure out who this damn black kid was.
Why is that?
Because it just came out of fucking nowhere. Like, just black, like, what? And I didn't know who he was, bro. I'm like, damn, it felt a little weird to me, too.
It did. I felt. I was like, where are they going with this shit?
Yeah, I know.
Mike, what about you?
No, I knew exactly what they were doing.
It might be Jake.
I knew exactly what they were doing.
Because you read this comic, right?
I've never read any of these comics. But I recently started rewatching WandaVision, which, by the way, is 10 times better if you just binge it. But watching that and then stopping and going to this, I was like, oh, I see. I see. They're trying to make us think that all of this has been in Steven's head. So when he dies and he goes to this other place, I don't know if you did you notice all the Easter eggs to all the shit that's already happened?
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy playing with the Rubik's Cube, which we saw Mark doing or Steven doing. His boss that is at the old job is there, but and she's holding a big scarab. Like stuffed animal. the two cops that came to his house were the orderlies.
Yeah, I saw that one.
So I feel like at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if they make a move and they act like all of what we've seen already has been in Steven's head. Because when you were saying Tomb Raider, what he's seeing is basically what we saw in that movie. That fake, it was like a fake Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. It was called like Tomb Buster or something weird.
Yeah.
So now, I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but that's the impression that they're giving.
And
right
then
now.
He had a Moon Knight
action figure. Yep, he had a Moon Knight toy, which was just like, it was like a He-Man toy, but he painted it. If you look really close, it's a He-Man toy. Well, it's a Skeletor toy, but it's a He-Man, you know. And it's got like the cape is just like a shredded piece of cloth. So I think they're trying to make us think that everything that we've seen prior to this has been in his head, which is why the shit with Layla then does make sense. Because if this is all in Steven's head and he's been watching these Tomb Buster films or whatever the fuck they were called, it would make sense that she's this badass who knows to throw this thing in this bucket of bullets, and she knows how to beat up the skeleton in there, you know, or the little whatever the fuck that thing is called.
And on top of that, him being chained to this bed.
Right. He's chained to the bed, but in this, he's chained to the wheelchair.
Damn.
So.
I didn't even put that shit together.
It would only make sense to me if I know people would probably be pissed off, but I don't know if they'll really make it to where it's like a dream, or if they'll change it and it'll be like, oh no, he's able to jump through the multiverse and this is a multiversal event happening, not a dream. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're clearly trying to imply that what we've seen so far has been fake.
I thought, not the complete opposite, but I did not even think about that.
Really?
I didn't think at all. Thought, I was just watching.
Yeah. I thought that that he was like in this transitionary period.
Like a purgatory?
Yeah. Like he just been shot and he's like, are you going to die or not? Come on back, sort of thing. And that he was basically almost like become a prisoner in his head, like Legion. I don't know if you ever watched the show, but yeah.
I would try to watch it.
Yeah, like Legion. So all this stuff is in your head, and what you think, what is reality has been replaced by these other type of things in this psychic realm. And that's why I thought Ethan Hawke was there and all these other characters were just recast in this psych ward. So yeah, so that's why I didn't even think about the opposite. Even though what you said makes sense, I went there. I was like, oh, he don't know if he's gonna die.
I went to purgatory too, because I was like, I thought everybody who's in that room died. And then I was
except
I saw it later. I was like, okay, I gotta go down the window. So I don't know what the fuck's happened. That's when
his boss didn't die.
But at least the people, because I remember Layla stabbed that black guy in his chest. Mm-hmm. And I thought he died.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's the black woman who played the cop, I thought she probably died digging. I was just assuming that people just died off. Like, this is just like the afterlife, because it was super white.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the guy that is the mime or whatever, or the statue guy, he was there too. He was the one holding up the bingo cards.
Oh, I didn't see that guy.
Yeah, he's the one that I thought was like a real statue, and y'all had to tell me that was, no, that's a guy. That same guy is at the... basically everybody we've seen, not everybody, but a lot of people we've seen so far, they're also in the the psych ward. Mm-hmm. The one that was put together, Layla's passport.
Yeah.
She was drawing a bird with Harrow's head on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could be purgatory. I mean, either one of them, I would be fine with the result.
I like yours.
I just feel like they would piss a lot of people off if they really legit made it to where none of this happened.
Ken, what did you think when Mark found Steven?
I think that was another reason why I thought he was just stuck in his own head, because that was part of the other personalities, where in the psychic realm, you know, he's able to kind of interact with them. But you kind of see that he's locked up in this thing. And that's kind of almost like one of the ways that they're kind of, that he visualizes them being put away while the main guy go out and take over. So yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, okay. So now that he's there, they can kind of talk and do whatever to try to get out of this place after Ethan scared the shit out of him.
Mike, did you think that third personality, did you expect him to come out?
Mm-hmm. I thought we were finally going to see it. But I mean, I think we'll see it next episode.
We have to. He's right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they made a point, you know, that this one is the bad personality. He's the one that's just reckless. You know, because you have Mark that was laying inside the sarcophagus and they had to push the top open. This guy was in his standing up and was trying and was like hitting it. So I think they're trying to imply that he's like really violent. So maybe whatever happens next episode, they're going to have to get him out in order to get out of wherever this place is. Hmm. But whatever this place is, I mean, it could be, you know, because like Harrow says some shit where he says, when we're talking about this pen, and he's like, this is a pen to me. But to my dog, it's a chew toy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, both are accurate. And I was like, that means something. That means something. So it could be both. Like, certain aspects of this have happened, but then certain aspects are in his brain. Maybe he really was shot. And that's why he kind of, when he fell in the water, he felt like this kind of Christ-likey thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, are they going to make it to where he resurrects himself in 3 days or something? I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah.
That pen line means something.
I don't know what to think watching it. I was, once I saw Steven, I was like, okay, I really like how technology has gotten to the point where, you know, I used to tell when it was just the same guys just playing like timing out. It when they hugged and when they were just in the hallway together, I was like, wow, this shit looked like it's really them two separate. Yeah. And he's playing the fuck out of this shit too. Yeah, he's just incredible to even do this shit.
But that could also be why we've been saying that the accents, well, not we, but I've been saying that the accents are so bad. Because it's the other guy pretending to have an accent.
Because I'm sure Jake probably doesn't have an accent.
No, Jake probably doesn't have an accent. And he's pretending to be Mark, which would be him having a really bad accent. Because I didn't know this, but I was reading online that people from there are saying that the accent's bad. It's not just Americans that are just like, oh, the accent is terrible.
Nah, I figured out.
People from there are like, yeah, that's really bad.
Wow.
Damn. So that would make sense because Oscar Isaac is a good actor. He's not going to give you a bad accent. Mm. So that could be why.
Hmm. Mike, what did you think about the the hippopotamus that we saw?
At this point, I it doesn't even faze me. I'm just like, all right.
Did you expect?
There's a big hippopotamus with fucking poetic justice braid. Okay.
Did you expect the hippopotamus? I'm assuming. I can't assume. It.
I don't know what
to sound the way it sounded.
Honestly, again, I was just like, okay. I wasn't shocked. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, all right. Like, this show is getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And plus, there's so many weird iterations of those gods. I mean, I'm not surprised to see a big ass hippo with braids. I'm like, okay.
That better not be a Met.
No, it's not.
Because I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't even think that.
At that point, I'm like, all right, man, what the hell? Because Moon Knight hasn't done that up until this point.
Done what?
Been that, like, weird. And so,
yeah.
So when that popped, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what the hell? What are we doing now?
Yeah, I meant to look up if there was a hippo god, but I forgot.
I think there is one.
I'm sure there is. I mean, there's they have gods for everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there is, but I don't know. I'm all in at this point. The big hippo didn't bother me.
Yeah, I think I am too. I'm really liking the series. Yeah. I kind of wish you had a little bit more, but we only got 2 episodes left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really trying to figure out, like, how are they going to wrap all of this up in 2 more episodes? Marvel so far has not been great with landings. I think Hawkeye's landing was good. But other than that, their landings have been shaky. So I'm hoping this isn't going to be another example of a shaky-ass ending. I thought you said Loki. Me? I didn't like anything from Loki. I might have said that. I don't even remember, to be honest. I know I didn't like Loki as a whole. And I don't know if people complained about Loki's ending, but the ending for everything else so far has been like, you could have done better than that. But I'm hoping they don't fuck this up.
This is the longest series as far as episodes.
Runtime.
Yeah, runtime.
Yep.
Yeah, like close to an hour.
Yep.
So they got about 2 hours worth, a whole movie's worth of material left over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. That's true. I just really, with this one in particular, I just really hope that they put a nice bow on it. Because if they fuck up the ending for this, I think they're going to be in trouble. Because that's becoming their reputation.
Mm-hmm. They can't close it's it not, out.
They can't close it out because they start introducing too much shit. Mm-hmm. And I did start to think about that this episode. I'm like, okay, now you're introducing a lot of other stuff. So how are you going to fix this?
And I know, I think I read this, that Khonshu is, or some one of these guys is related to the guy from Black Panther.
No, the god from Black Panther was, their statue was in one of the rooms. I meant to mention that when we did the episode, but I forgot. But when she, when they first go into that room where there's all of those different like artifacts or whatever, there's like a panther in the corner. But I don't know if it's, I don't think he's related to,
I thought I read somewhere he was related to somebody.
They're probably cousins.
But I'm sure they, I'm, and I'm sure they're in Egypt too. So yeah, like Wakanda Egypt, probably.
Right.
Yeah. You know. I don't know how far Wakanda is from,
it's right from the Egypt.
It's right around the corner. I mean, they're
probably gonna have to connect it.
Yeah, because he's one of the big gods, the Panther. I can't think of his name. We saw it in Black Panther. Mm-hmm. What is it?
Boss.
Like the rapper.
Good name.
Boss.
Boss.
That would be tight, bro. Let Rick Ross fucking do the voice. But yeah.
Nah, I couldn't see that.
Boss.
Shout out to the Pears, nigga. But yeah. Nah, I don't know if he's, I don't know if he's late or not. But I mean, I'm cool to learn because like I said, I'm glad that I haven't read none of this shit. This has been one of the more fun episodes, fun series that they've done so far.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this weird world we're in.
Everybody excited about it with the next episode.
I just hope they don't drop the ball, man.
They setting themselves up for it, but
dropping the ball?
Yeah. Why? I mean, shit, because this is going to be the penultimate episode. So some shit got to go down.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. I ain't going to say that. That's what I said. Ahmed, like, it's taking Harold forever to find this shit.
Mm-hmm. So they even found him in one episode.
Well, shit, yeah. They got to either bring this motherfucker back to life or show us that he is in his head, but yet still get back to the adventure that's in his head. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot they gotta get to in 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a lot to do. I mean, I feel like there's only parts of this that are real. Maybe he really did get shot, but I bet you the circumstances are completely fucking different than what we've seen. But that is a lot for them to do in two episodes.
I mean, maybe they could do it all in like 15 minutes. They can't spend the whole episode with them and this damn hippo.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They don't spend a whole episode with
hippo. Nah, man.
I wouldn't be surprised. Why? Is that too silly?
I won't say it's too silly. I just think because for the story's sake, wrap that up, get back to whatever's going on because Ahmet got to come and then they got to send her ass back.
The hippo could help out.
Or she may not come at all. So, you know, I don't know. Mm. You know, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm
with you. They still got to get Khonshu out of jail.
That'll probably be the next episode.
That'll probably be the last episode. I don't think we'll see Khonshu until the last episode.
Yeah.
They'll crack his little thing open and somehow, someway, he'll become Moon Knight and save the day.
And
I don't think we're going to get a complete ending to the story.
But see, I hope we do because when this was first announced, I remember reading that they were saying this is a one-off series.
Yeah, that's what I keep reading. Too.
Now, that doesn't mean that it's really going to be, you know, but that's what I remember reading. So I'm hoping that they wrote this like it's a one-off. Like, give us, I mean, if they work hard, they can give us a good ending.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like one of y'all said, we have technically a movie's length, you know, worth of episodes left. But I don't know. I'm a little worried because I've been really enjoying this show and I really don't want them to fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah. As long as they don't introduce anything else, they could. But
yeah,
if they're trying to do more with Moon Knight, then I could see them finding a way to kind of have something linger on. Like Layla, I think, supposed to be coming to New Moon Knight. That's still kind of in the air. Shit.
I've heard that too.
So,
And I'd be fine with that. If this whole thing ends with Oscar Isaac's or whatever, his character dying, and then Layla has to become Moon, I'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, it seemed like they was hinting towards that again, you know.
Oh, yeah, with this episode too.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm with it.
Any other thoughts on this episode?
Yep. Let's see where they take us.
Yeah, it's been really good so far.
All right. Well, we got two more episodes left of the, I guess, one-off series of Moon Knight. Please let us know what you guys think. FPS Podcast is a Reddit thread. That's also our handle for IG and Twitter. And we'll catch you on next week's episode. We out. Peace.